welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Mark, you have a poem this week that I particularly enjoyed. I don't usually talk about NPR stories, but I did cover this research as part of an NPR segment and got an enormous amount of mail from listeners who were concerned that they were not getting MRIs when they needed them, or at least when they wanted them. Lower back pain is what we're talking about. It's one of the most common health problems in the U.S. The rate of back MRIs in the United States is growing rapidly, despite evidence that it is not accompanied by improved patient outcomes. Overutilization of MRIs in people with back pain leads to 2 to 3-fold increase in surgical rates. So there have been expert guidelines that have been developed that are based on careful studies that investigated the usefulness of various imaging studies in patients with uncomplicated lower back pain. And these findings suggest that routine imaging, including MRIs and CAT scans, in patients who have no worrisome conditions, do not result in reduced pain, improved function, or improved daily quality of life. Several studies have demonstrated that patients with no symptoms other than back pain, but who received routine imaging, ended up with more pain and worse overall health status than those who received no imaging. Now, how can that be? Well, it seems that part of the problem is that imaging of the back often picks up unknown abnormalities. In fact, 90% of people with no back symptoms at all who are older than 60 will have a degenerated or bulging disc on MRIs. So these are labeled as abnormal findings, and they lead to this cascade of events that Mark has talked about over the years. The poem that you found is published in the European Spine Journal, and it attempts to answer the question, are patients reassured by negative MRI findings when they present with uncomplicated lower back pain? Mark, what do we know?
Yeah, great little study. I love it when somebody asks a really insightful question and then does the study to answer it. So they wanted to find out if how we explain MRI findings has an effect on patient outcomes. And so they found 44 patients who had chronic low back pain. They didn't have any red flags. They didn't have any clear indication for surgery. And they were randomized to one of two groups. The first group was told that their routine MRI was completely normal and all findings were incidental or age-related. Or the second group was read the actual report, and that report could have included terms like degeneration, tears, ruptures, neural compression, and other, frankly, incidental findings that we see on all sorts of scans of people with back pain that aren't responsible for their symptoms. So all patients were then prescribed 6 weeks of conservative treatment. Pain scores were similar at the baseline in both groups, about 5 to 6 out of a possible 9. And they were similar after receiving the MRI results, but were significantly lower in the all normal group after treatment. Their scores decreased after being told the MRI was normal and any findings were incidental or age related. Those who got the actual full report with all the scary words in it actually had their pain increase and had a worsening of their self-efficacy. They had a small increase in self-efficacy if they had a normal score. So functional status decreased in the group given the actual report, but improved in the all normal, you know, just incidental finding group. So how we tell people, if we tell them that, you know, the bottom line, if we tell them that here's your MRI report, read all the scary words, they're going to feel worse. They're going to have more pain, less self-efficacy, worse function. If you tell them it was completely normal and any findings that were there were just incidental or age-related, they do better. So, you know, words matter, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, as you say, it's a great study. I love this study. One of the problems, Mark, is that now I think by law, most health providers need to make records available to patients. And so what we say is certainly important. This study drills that home. But it's also a little worrisome that the patients will read these things on their own. They won't have us to interpret them. And all the things that you're talking about that are scary, you're going to be like, oh, my God, you know.
That's going to be even worse. Yeah. I mean, if somebody could go through their lab panel with 20 different tests and they see that their ALT is three units over the upper limit of normal, it's like, oh, my God, I'm dying. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes more information isn't always a good thing.
Right. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk again next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.